And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Here I stand right in front of God, passing out hopes and prayers that you will this weekend smash your TV. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you in advance for the gift of your valuable time. We talked about this a long time ago. You can have money, you can have cars, you can have houses. But I'll tell you, the most valuable asset that I believe you have is time. And I appreciate the gift of yours. Thanks for tuning in to Brush Fires of Freedom. Little quick history on something, ladies and gentlemen, before I start the show. Way back in the day, we had a little thing called the Defense Department. Some of you can know this thing called the Department of Defense. They had a little problem, ladies and gentlemen. They had bought a small piece of equipment that would, if I had guns, I would own these things. They had a small piece of equipment called an ACOG. It was an Advanced Combat Optical Gun Sight. It was built by a company called Trigicon, one of the most fascinating combat optical gun sights that you could put. If you had an AR-15, this is what you want. You want an ACOG, damn near indestructible. You could drag it with a rope behind a pickup truck. They were absolutely one of the best things. No batteries, tritium-powered. If I had guns, they have this beautiful ranging system. You set it up at your 100 zero, and it's good. If I had one anyway, they are basically good with the one I had with the Stadia lines. They were good to 600 yards, and they were spot on. Absolutely, absolutely wonderful piece of equipment. If you want what's called force multiply in the gun world, you get an ACOG. Anyway, back in the day, Trigicon started putting a little tiny thing next to the serial number. It was in the casting. So when you built the casting, you know, you reverse cast, right? In that, they had put these numbers, 3:16, on the Trigicon Advanced Combat Optical Gun Sight. They sold version of this. Let me write that down. There's one in Roman numerals. There's my first mistake. They had put this 3:16 on versions of the ACOG they sold to the Marine Corps, the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force. And they sold probably millions of copies, and nobody had a problem. Ladies and gentlemen, no one had a problem. Until some little crybaby looked at it, and maybe at some time, this guy knew. These are the words of John, ladies and gentlemen. The Defense Department made Trigicon remove that from the Advanced Combat Optical Gun Sight. I guess they were offended. The words of John, and I'll start like this if you'd like to lower your head and clasp your hands, ladies and gentlemen. John said in Book 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life." And right there, ladies and gentlemen, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. And Brush Fires of Freedom is live in Faction Auto Works Studio at 10:30. The Voice, trusted local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. Says it on a sticker on the wall, believe it or not. Says it right there on the sticker. Welcome back. I've got to give big props to the people that actually do support me. The guys at Perfection Auto Works, lead sponsor of the Perfection Auto Works Studio. They have been supporting me. Oh, we're going on 3 years. I know we've been all over town. We've done all kinds of things. The guys at Perfection Auto Works do practice honor, strength, and they understand the words of John 3:16. They get it. They're not backing down from either the first 10 amendments to the Constitution or, like I said before, the 10 commandments of the Bible. Practicing honor, integrity, and strength is more important than you think. You know, we do what we say, and we say what we do. The guys at Perfection Auto Works have been doing that for 25 years, and they are not backing down. Their tech tip this week, Mike and the crew at Perfection Auto Works. Okay, here we go. This is amateur radio 101 hour, right? And of course, my phone works just about like my computer at home. This is the most horrifying device you've ever seen in the world. Tech tip this week, I like the number thing. All right, the number, where are we at? Number, oh, it's like a Porsche. It's tech tip number 944. As we come into spring and summer, I would normally say belts and hoses, but this is a big deal in Tucson. This week, we got up to 97 degrees, and the efficiency of your AC is critical to keep the AC compressor happy. It's got to be happy. That compressor is like a little, I'm not going to say an engine, it's like a little motor hanging on the side of the engine underneath the hood where it's like 260 degrees on a hot day in Tucson, Arizona. To keep these things happy, Perfection Auto Works checks the entire AC system and charges the system for $69.95. Let's keep that thing right, because I'll tell you, I can only think, well, one thing worse than the AC stopping working is the car stopping working. But if the AC stops working and you're headed from Yuma to Tucson and it's June 27th, it's going to be a long, long ride. We do not want that, ladies and gentlemen. If there are leaks, the guys will give you an estimate. And that air compressor, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, we're not talking about a 76 Chevy with a 350 and an A6 radial on there. We're talking air compressor or AC compressors right now. You could run $700 to $750 just for the damn compressor. Sorry, it's not a damn compressor. It's a compressor. It's a damn compressor when it doesn't work. $700 to $750 just for the compressor. Then you got the labor, and then you got to buy the damn government mandated Freon. You're not going to buy R12 for like $22, you know, for a 30-pound jug like when I started buying it. It's like $45 a pound. Some of these things take 5, 7, 8, well, I'm thinking of a Mac, but, you know, 2, 3 pounds. You could be in this thing $1,200, $1,500. That's a big deal. They can also, and this, a lot of people don't think about this, change the oil in your engine, change the transmission fluid. Mike and the guys will actually change the oil in the compressor, give you hopefully what we're shooting for. I love that sound. Is more life, like maybe double the life. The oil goes bad too, guys. The compressor is a very, very finely tuned machine hanging on the side of the engine, probably in about the worst place. Take after one in a Ford pickup, which I did one day, and I'll tell you, you got to have like 4 joints in your arm just to get the first nut off. It's a horrifying event. Ladies and gentlemen, get it down there. Call the guys. You can check them out live at 1046 North Beverly. You can check them out on the interweb at perfectionautoworks.com, or you can check them out. You can call Mike at 323-8650. That's my chirp chirp sound. Sorry about that, Mike. I don't have a chirp chirp. So anyway, also brought to you by Danny. We talk about way better half of me, my ground rod, my level. I was coming up with another one today, and I've got to work on this before I actually tune this up. Danny at biomedllc.org. She is the provider of Amnio Technology Solutions that actually working on fixing my backup, guys and gals. That's a big deal. That's a huge deal for me. It is brought to you from life itself to help solve the chinks in the armor of my life itself. It's not stem cells, guys, and it's not immoral. That's the other thing. It is a moral and ethical solution to a problem with joints, discs, I don't know, knees, elbows, wrists, fingers. Put the stuff anywhere, and it actually helps with proteins and growth hormones and stuff like that. It makes the body want to heal itself. Danny's been supporting me for, I don't know, 5 years. Keep me from going completely, absolutely back crap crazy, as most guys know. Our women are about the only reason us men need to be walking the face of the earth. Otherwise, we'd just be out there beating each other with sticks. I don't like that idea. You can find Dan. Oh, there's two. All right, hold on. I'm going to run out of ink in my pen today. All right, there's two. Find Danny at biomedllc.org. You can find her anytime on the interweb. Also brought to you by the guys right down the street at 3630 South Dodge. Joe and Jimmy at Frontier Towing have been providing in this town a very moral and a very ethical solution to what, again, I pound on this, and I know it's probably like, oh, he says it every week. Well, I don't want your car to break down. I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's a bad idea. And I think when it happens, you're going to be very unhappy. But if you are unhappy, call them at 748-1100, and they will get right on it. They have air-conditioned trucks. I know every single one of the drivers down there because I've had my stuff, you know, hey, I do take care of my stuff, but I also have my stuff towed once in a while. I know damn near everybody down there. They're good people down there. I know Danny, the dispatcher, I've known him for, we're going on 27, 28 years right now. They're all family. It's family owned, and they do the right thing down there. They take care of you. If you put your towing insurance on the car, it doesn't cost you a nickel. Okay? Call them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at 748-1100. They will take care of you. See that, John? I did that with, that's right. John gives me a thumbs up. No notes. That's, ladies and gentlemen, that's from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. That's what makes radio work, ladies and gentlemen. I am going to start with something that has been, okay, excuse me. I'm fixing things up here. This studio looks like it looks like a whole bunch of fraternity walked in here. This place looks like a wreck. I'm going to start with this, ladies and gentlemen, because I've been holding on to this for almost a year. It's been sitting on my table. I want to do something righteous, and I'm going to do it right now. This is a poster. I haven't actually got it on my wall yet. It's going to end up in the garage because I really spend more time in my garage than my house. But it goes like this. This is your life. Try new things. Find out which things you love and do them often. Make time for your family and good friends. Work hard and love harder. Don't be afraid to cry or laugh. Be inspired and inspire others. Turn off the TV, actually smash it, and go outside. Sing like nobody's listening. You guys know I do that. Dance like nobody's watching. If you ever seen a video of me dancing, boy, that is an absolute truth. Stop searching for true love. I will promise you this, ladies and gentlemen, it will find you. Learn something new every day and share it with someone. Be passionate about the ones you love. Follow your dreams and let them take you to new places. Be an individual. I would say almost every other person out there will respect you for it. Introduce yourself to new people. Try that every day, ladies and gentlemen. That is something I love. I love to introduce myself to new people. Know your faults and strive to be just a little better every day. Make yourself a promise. Stop worrying and start trusting. Life becomes a precious gift when you do that. Hang on to your past, but look forward every day to your future. Forgive and forget. Eat, drink, and be merry. Seize the moment. Travel often, smile often, and love every day, ladies and gentlemen, because you only live once. John, get us out for just 1 second. Wait a minute. Hold on. Sorry about that, John. You're on the wrong one right there. 38. Well, I don't know how. I'm sorry. I don't want to tell you how to do your job. That's a horrible way to start the show. I would like to thank those of you that heard it. I haven't heard it yet. I'd like to thank Chris and Ed for bringing me on Wake Up Tucson Thursday, 25 April, Anno Domini, 2019. Oh, by the way, Nuclear Clock says 119 today, 28 April, Anno Domini, 2019. I just want to say thanks to Ed and Chris for bringing me on. We were on from 9 to 10 on the 25th. And if you don't think I'm the black sheep of Tucson Radio, go try and find the podcast. Look on the 25th of April, you'll see 3 hours, and then you'll see this big blank thing. It's like I don't even exist. It's classic. But it was the funnest hour I've done on radio in a long, long time. Those of you that heard it, everybody was in. And what I'm doing today, I basically, when me and Danny were starting to put this list together, I was gonna do that show by myself and just do like the top 20 hard lick, or, you know, I call them hooks of like rock or whatever I listen to. I call them hooks. Well, we were trying to do, like, I figured I could get through about 18 to 20 in one show. Well, we sat down, we were going for 18, and we ended up writing 62. So I got 62 on this paper, and I'm like, holy crap, I ain't going to get through 62 in an hour. We know that. So I start paring it down. I come in here with Ed and Chris. I came in with 20. I think we got through 9. And anyway, off of the backside, off of what I call the pull-off of that list, ladies and gentlemen, I made music so simple today, and there's some requests in here that came in while I was on the air with those guys. I threw some of those in too. Get everybody some music. Now we can get out of here. Thanks for coming back, guys. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, that's one of those, it's a hook. Oh, well, you get a tune out of that? Driving down the road in your 74 Dart. Woo! Try it live in the Fex Network studio at 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Of course, as soon as it comes on, I'm like bouncing around like a 9-year-old in here. I'm going out of my mind. I think that was Ronnie Van Zandt. Is that right? Or, you know, he doesn't know. Woo! I wish they could put this thing on live. We're going to have a camera in here one of these days. You got to be laughing your butts off when you see this. All right, we're back live in the Fex Not a Work studio. We've got to do some history, ladies and gentlemen. We got to do history, right? Again, I'm not even going to denigrate the schools because I can't say anything about the schools. It's, again, government mind-washing camps? Mm-hmm. Working as planned? As far as I'm concerned, absolutely. They are working as planned. Oh, gee, Sean, what do you think we could do to make kids want to know history? Oh, bulldozers, loaders, and end dumps. You have a kid, homeschool them. Back in the day, ladies and gentlemen, it was, oh, this is going to be a tough one. It was the year 180 Anno Domini in Carthage. We all know Carthage, right? Proconsul Saturninus eyed the dissenters very carefully. How could he bring these people back to their senses? You can win the leniency of our Lord the Emperor if you return to reason, is what he told these Christians. It was real simple for these guys. They said, I do not recognize any empire of this present age. I serve that God whom no person has seen or can ever see with these eyes. I have not stolen. And on the contrary, when I buy anything, I pay my taxes, for I only know one Lord, the King of Kings, the ruler of all nations. The Romans spoke up. And he said, do you want a little time to reconsider? These guys are martyrs. The name of the book, if you want one, I mean, I was lucky enough. How could I be so lucky? I walk into the Christian thrift store at 22nd and Pantano. I buy this book for $1. $1. After the proconsul, his name was Saturninus, asked him if they wanted to reconsider, if they wanted to trade God for the Caesar of Rome. They were like, no, we're good. We're all set here. We understand, we honor Caesar as Caesar, but we fear God. It was simple for these guys. They were not backing down. So, the proconsul read from his tablet. He said, Spiritus, Narzalus, Sitinus, Donata, Vestia, and Secunda, and the rest of you who confess that they want to live. Sorry, there's three. Let me get that. And the rest who confess that they want to live according to the Christian custom shall be executed by the sword. Since they remain obstinate, although the opportunity was offered them to return to the Roman tradition. As the soldiers came to carry out the sentence, Narzalus spoke for them all. He said, today, we are martyrs in heaven. Thanks be to God. You can find this book. It is written by, it's a rock band called DC Talk, and the name of the book is Jesus Freaks, Volume 2, Stories of Revolutionaries. We'll go into that in a minute. Who changed the world? Fearing God, not man. I don't know how does a guy like me come up with that, right? It makes no sense whatsoever. I come up with that, right? Think of me 2 years ago and I come up with that. All right, now this is going to be like a 95 mile an hour curveball over the, it's like this phone is running on solar power and I'm inside the studio. This is the most comical thing in the world. Oh my God, it is just absolutely horrifying. Sorry about that. I'll just go ahead and tell you about a very difficult, okay, there you go. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. These technology things really run me out of my freaking mind. Out of my engineering book, 101 Things I Learned in Engineering School, we talk sometimes about mean time between failure. Now, this is a very unusual thing. Mean time between failure is the inverse of the expected failure rate of a device or a system. Now, if we talk about belts and hoses, mean time between failure, we would assume 24,000 miles in Tucson, Arizona. That's a good... Now, I've actually had hoses, quality hoses, from Gates or Napa. Well, Gates and Napa, same thing. Quality hoses. I've had hoses last like 55,000 miles here. At that point, you probably need to think in advance instead of behind, like when the hose breaks. Now you got to get a tow truck. You're done. You're not driving it no more. Now, mean time between human failure is very unusual. if 25-year-old person has a mean time between failure of about 1,000 years, because the annual rate of death, which is failure, for a person that age is 1 in 1,000. At 25 years old, 1 in 1,000 people will die, or 1/1,000th. As we age and near the end of our service life, our mean time between failure decreases. This is great. A rocket is designed to have a correlation between four, service life and failure rate. In other words, what we want, if we're shooting the rocket or the Columbia to space or to the moon, kind of like the guys at Raytheon, how many times do they want the missile to work? Once. That's it. How many times does the rocket need to work? The Atlas V. Once. How many times does the human body need to work? Always. Always. This system, this design, this complex bag of meat and bones that I walk around in is one of the most, it's not one of the most, ladies and gentlemen, it is the most complex organism ever on the face of the earth. Sometimes I'm just amazed that the system is so complex and yet so simple that no matter how hard I work this thing, all I have to do is take it home, throw it in the shower, clean it up, comb its hair, make sure and shave, like Grandpa said. Got to get close to some soap. Got to get close to a razor every day. People start thinking you're a bum. It is incredible when you think about all the different systems out there. How long does a car last? Average car right now, 6.5 years. How long does your TV last? I don't know. I got one in my house because I haven't turned it on. I don't even know if mine just still works or not. I don't know. I've had the TV sitting there for 15 years. I bought a really high-quality TV. 15 years. How long does a computer last? My computer's probably 7-8 years old. It runs about like this phone. 7-8 years. Most people probably get 3 years out of a laptop or a computer. Done with it. Chuck it in the trash. Let's go to Walmart and get a new one. But the human body, ladies and gentlemen, when you start thinking about this complex system and how, I don't want to go here and I'm probably going to offend somebody. How difficult is it for a guy like me to believe that this complexity and yet sometimes simplicity, in that I can use it all day long, I can start at 4 o'clock in the morning, work it till 6 o'clock at night, put it in the shower, wash it off, let it rest for a while. Let me rest for a, sorry, it's not an it, it's a person. And it'll stand right back up 6.5 hours later, couple cups of coffee, bottle of water, and it will go out and it will work and work and work and work. And go back, as the bottle says on my shower, shampoo, rinse, repeat, put it to bed, it'll get back up. Get us out of here, John. I got John back there running like five hands. He looks like an octopus running this thing. I love it, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back live in the Fexon.org studio at 10:30 a.m. Trusted local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. Oh, and now, ladies and gentlemen, anytime Eddie Van Halen picks up a guitar, you pretty much know I could put almost like 65% of their songs in my list and every one of them would fly. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, there, way back in 1951, and you know, why can't we have this on TV? Why can't we have this on TV? Can I see that picture? This guy was amazing, ladies and gentlemen. His name was Fulton Sheen. He had a TV program on. It was called Life is Worth Living. It was absolutely stunning. He had a great quote. He said, America, it is said, is suffering from intolerance. It is not. It is suffering from tolerance. Tolerance of right and wrong, truth and error, virtue and evil. Our country is not nearly so overrun with the bigoted as it is overrun with the broad-minded. You can actually He's still on right now. He's on EWTN, which is a cable station. Of course, I don't have cable. I watch this on the YouTube. I'm gonna let him speak for just 1 second. Go ahead, John. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that man's got it nailed. You can check him out. It's the Venerable Fulton Sheen. You can check that out on YouTube. Got like 65 episodes on there. This one, he nailed it. It's not a joke, ladies and gentlemen. This is, and again, I couldn't figure out when this was, but it seemed to me that this came on in 1951. It was the last episode of that year. He did 26 episodes, and he nailed it, ladies and gentlemen. He nailed it. Every single person that signed the declaration knew it wasn't going to come from outside. It's not ISIS, ladies and gentlemen. It is a crisis of moral and ethical behavior of the people inside this republic. I admitted it. I'm guilty. Guilty, counselor. I'll take my whipping. I'll take it all day long. I was a self-interested voter. Ran out and only voted all about me, 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 mommy. Me, me, me. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I was actually voting for liberty. In other words, keep your hands out of my gun safe. Keep your hands off my wallet. I get it. But that's the problem. Without a moral and ethical voting base, you actually tell me I should run down and vote for the lesser of two evils. Anybody that knows mathematics, if you take the lesser of two evils and then the lesser of two evils, well, gee, would you call that evil squared? Well, what if you do it one more time? Evil cubed. How far you want to go with this? Till there's like a 10 to the 27th over on the edge of that damn thing? Evil with a 10 to the 27th. I have a very difficult time when people say, I know, we. No, I can't fix your kids, guys. I don't have kids. That is communism. We, the commune, the community. Okay, here's the gig, guys. If you want your children to grow up to be like me, I'm not saying anybody wants a kid to grow up like me, but understand the principles of free enterprise, liberty, what's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours, and you run them down to a communist school brought to you by Marx and Engels, are you really expecting a different outcome than what is happening right now? Could it even be possible that someone would say, oh, I have an idea, let's go vote for a different school board? And then the theory of the government mind-washing camp will change. Do you honestly believe, now that the head of the Arizona Republican Party, whatever her name is, she came out for another tax for more education? Would that be more and better education? Or more and more? Call it socialism light training, because the difference between socialism and communism is very simple to a guy like me. I don't need to go get my engineering thesis thesaurus. The difference between socialism and communism is socialists have their guns behind their back and communists have their guns in your frigging forehead. It's very simple. We are living at a time that people do not understand the common thread of liberty. Liberty is very simple. Keep your hands off me. And I will keep my hands off you. I'm not trying to rewrite the Bible. These are the words of Jesus. Keep your hands to yourself. Now, can government practice that? Is there any possible way that I could ask, I don't know, the government to follow their own law? Way back in the day, I believe it was about 1850s. And you can correct me if you like. Of course, my phone won't even go off. A man named Frederick Bastiat came from Europe to America and started looking at the American experience. And he wrote a book called The Law. It's in my 20-step plan to unchain your mind from the system. And he knocks it out of the park. A couple quotes out of that book, my spotlight education people are the foundation for economic education, even though economics is a voodoo science to some people. He said in that book, The Law, again, written sometime, I don't know, I'm just estimating, around 1856 or something. He said, and this, I quote, "Men will resort to plunder whenever plunder is easier than work. The proper purpose of the law is to use the power of its collective force to stop this fatal tendency of plunder instead of to work." Real simple. All the measures of the law should protect property and punish plunder. Plunder in my thesaurus equals theft. If government comes along, and if the law were restricted to protecting all persons, all liberties, and all properties, its proper function, those who voted could not inconvenience those who do not vote. Wouldn't that be an idea? In other words, I could just stay home, and you all couldn't run out and vote to raise my property tax. I could just stay home and be protected by the law, and you couldn't run out and come up with an idea to raise my sales tax to 11 cents on the dollar. The law is a strange thing if you lose sight of what the law is. When the law violates property, instead of protecting it, the law has become an instrument of injustice. This is a guy writing almost 166 years ago. And he'd seen it even then. How is it, this legal plunder, how do we identify it? It's quite simple. See if the law takes from some persons what belongs to them and gives it to other persons to whom it does not belong. That's plunder. It's very simple. And you know what it leads to? Leads to where we're at right now. And people wonder why, mama, mama, we're all on the way to be commies now. You can't change the system now. Because somebody tells me no matter what, I have to pay property taxes to keep that elementary school down the street working. The middle school at Seacrest, talk about failing. Big, huge F needed to be painted in the front of that thing. Santa Rita, nice job, TUSD. Running that thing at about 21. Oh, no, wait a minute, four. Oh, no, no. About 16% capacity. Imagine you're in a business. Okay, let's equate this to the private sector. All right? You got this huge school at Santa Rita. It's like a square mile. Used to have a welding program. That's gone. Used to have a building program. That's gone. Got about a $1 million kitchen over there that they do use. But imagine you're in the bus business. Think about this. You go and buy this $600,000 thing that looks like a Prevost, and you outfit it with all these beautiful chairs. Got a bar in the back if you're me. And you say, this is luxury coach travel. And in order to function this thing, you need to fill this thing to about 88 to 90% capacity every time you roll it. Or you're going to go, what? What's the word? Oh, gee, what's the word? Oh, son of a gun. Oh, you're not going to go rich. You're going to go broke. And we're watching it happen right now. Only they're not going broke at TUSD. We, the people that are being plundered, we're going broke. Be right back in about 2 minutes and 54 seconds. More cowbell, right? That's right. More cowbell. Live in the Fexon Auto Works studio at 10:30 a.m. The boys stretch the local news and talk from the heart, body, mind, soul, and spirit of me. Gotta love a little Nazareth once in a while. That's right. It's the easy songs today. It was the easiest music I've done in a long time. I was like, I got my list is 62, and I just start pulling them out. I've got a little food segment, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to take a little break. This is going to be the craziest thing on Brush Fires of Freedom you've ever heard. A couple 3 weeks ago, I did a little food segment on ham hocks, right? Well, I'm going to do another one. You want to spice up breakfast, right? You want to change breakfast? People come over, it's normal. Let's just do hash browns, bacon, eggs, or if you're really lucky, you got that country ham I was talking about. You want to spice it up a little bit, ladies and gentlemen? Let's do Irish potato cakes. You might want to get your Ticonderoga number 2, or you can text me later at 780-8539. This is what you need to make Irish potato cakes. There's a secret ingredient in here that takes everything away. Your dry ingredients, which you will sift together, 2 cups of flour, 4 teaspoons of baking powder, 1 teaspoon, there's 6. Wow, great job, Sean. 1 teaspoon of salt and 1 teaspoon of caraway seed. Take all that and sift it together. Then you got a little pile. Now you need 2 cups of mashed potatoes, 1 tablespoon of butter, and 1/2 cup of milk. All right, so first thing you do, you got your dry ingredients. You cut your butter in there. Chop, 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 chop. You add your mashed potatoes, and you start kind of working that into your dry ingredients, okay? Everything, you're in your bowl. And I know, ladies and gentlemen, I know we don't do this on TV. You're going to use your hands. This is going to be a shock, guys. You're not going to be doing this with a potato masher. You're doing it with your hands, okay? Mix it all up. Last thing you do, you add your 1/2 cup of milk, and then you incorporate, ooh, big cooking word, right? Incorporate your milk in. Now, what you're going to end up with, ladies and gentlemen, is like a biscuit dough. This is going to be, it's going to have a lot of structure to it. Now, you throw this out on your, boom. You could have your rollout board. I'm a parchment paper guy. It's just my personal experience. You put it on your parchment paper, you get grandma's roller you still have. We've got grandma's old wood rolling pin. We roll this out like biscuits, 5/8 of an inch thick. And instead of doing it with the mason jar like we used to do with biscuits, you basically just cut this into squares with your knife. Cut it into squares about 4 inches by 4 inches. Now, if you've done this right, ladies and gentlemen, while you were doing this, your partner or your multitasking, you've got your bacon cooked, you've got your egg cooked, you still got some bacon grease, bam, in the pan it goes about, I don't know, 2 minutes on each side, and you have got yourself breakfast. Mark, how are you today, young man? Little Irish potato cakes out of Brush Fires of Freedom, right?
Well, they would be good.
It sounds good. I'm going to do them next week.
Especially with that Brush Fires sauce brushed on them.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I got to get next week. I will bring 6 bottles of sauce and I will give away sauce. I got to give away sauce. The sauce is being quite the hit right now. How have you been, Mark? How do
hanging in there?
How do I fix talking, my kids?
Yeah. Well, you were talking about the martyrs from the country. Today it's called Algeria. In North Africa, but during the Carthage. Right?
Carthage.
Yeah. And anyway, the Romans had a hate relationship with Carthage for a long, long time.
Oh, absolutely. They weren't backing down.
Yeah. Anyway, so interesting thing, a couple hundred years later, from that very same town near Carthage is where St. Augustine came from. And, of course, by then, the Roman Empire had become Christian.
So we'd be in that would be post-300, right? Constantinople came along, right?
Well, yeah, so, right. So it would be after Constantine.
Sorry about that. Constantine, which changed the name into Constantinople. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Anyway, didn't want to get into details on all that, but... Interesting thing is one of the more detailed Roman accounts of martyrdom in North Africa that you were reading there, talking about. And it's quite a historical, it's a piece of work, you know.
Oh, absolutely. 100 years after the one I was talking to, they ran over there to Armenia, and this was Tiridates III. They ran over to and did the Armenian persecution, killed 20,000 people. Just boom.
Yeah.
Let's just go. And ladies and gentlemen, I say this over and over, and I know I kind of repeat myself, but it is personal. I mean, I know they had archers, but the Romans, it was personal. You're talking swords and big swinging things with balls with spikes and spears. The killing back in the day, it was extremely personal, yeah. And it was excruciatingly painful. I mean, drop me off a cliff or something. Fall off the Grand Canyon. You got a little time to think about it. But when you hit the bottom, it's over. Shot, you know. I'm trying to be as nice as I can. But anyway, you're shot in the head with a hollow point bullet. It's over. But somebody takes it and runs you through right below your heart on the left-hand side through one of your lungs. You could be alive for 4.5 hours, 6 hours out there in the hot sun just sitting there suffering. And it's horrifying.
Yeah, and they were condemned, those 12, five of them were women you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Those 12 were condemned to death by sword, which, you know, who knows how that would have worked out. And
I thought they were real good at beheading people, weren't they?
They did all kinds of stuff, depending on how they wanted to torture you before you died. And anyway, Christianity was born on persecution and thrived on persecution. And Christianity spreads very well today on persecution. And anyway, so I didn't really want to talk about that all of this time that you're allowing me here.
No, but, I love it.
Another thing.
I like to throw a little history out there because, I don't know, they're teaching it down at Tucson High, Mark?
I doubt it.
that was
telling me about other teachers who are just so left they can't stand them anymore.
That was obviously a rhetorical question. Couple minutes, Mark. Go ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, so you were talking about Santa Rita. Santa Rita apparently used to be a good school for
trades.
Trades. Pre-apprenticeship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they had a great welding program. One of the young kids I had on, the Army kid, went to two of his welding classes he took there and ended up owning his own welding business as one of the most precision welders I know in this town. Learned it at Santa, got involved at Santa Rita. So, yeah, but they took it out.
I don't know if it's a district caused by the district or what the deal is, but there's been a shift in type of people in that area for some reason. That just people fled the area. Apparently, I don't know what the deal is.
They're all in the Vail School District.
That's probably it. Yeah,
that's exactly right. About 1 minute.
So then,
go ahead.
So anyway, so now they're down to about 20 to 25% of their total capacity. Around 500 student range, and they should be in the 2,000 student range.
That's what my son was on here. When I say I don't have any kids, what I'm saying, I don't want to lie to the audience, I don't have any kids that I'm raising right now, so I got to be careful there. When my kid went there, I thought there was 2,700 kids there. It was huge. I mean, it was huge.
Oh, it was, probably. I don't know how big it was at its biggest time. But, and also, I heard a lot of your Rift show.
was it fun?
Simone. That was a great show. That was really great.
I'd love to hear it, but I can't. No podcast. I'm trying to get it.
Yet,
I'm trying to get it. 9 seconds left, ladies and gentlemen. Mark, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for your call. And as you go out there, ladies and gentlemen, don't hit, don't steal. Practice the golden rule. Love thy neighbor as thyself, and life becomes a precious gift from God every single day.